Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I think this is good for the country. And the reason I think it's good for the country is that it will engage the country. And there were big ideas on that stage, some of them imperfectly articulated and certainly not well defended in some instances. But they were talking about the issues that are on the minds of a lot of American people. And so I think that we have a kickstart to this presidential campaign. If it had been Romney performing like the president, it would have been over. You know this is the most important debate of the campaign. Everybody has been saying that. Get it together. You're the president of the United States. You have all these resources that you can draw on. He's been over in Nevada preparing for it. And then he showed up or didn't show up, depending on your point of view, and was utterly inadequate.
How would you describe the president's performance? Maybe there's another phrase beside utterly inadequate used there by Tom Brokaw, his assessment of the debate between Mitt Romney and President Obama this week. And that debate is the number one item on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our overview. We'll count up from number one to number 10 during this hour of reviewing the hot hits from the week in talk radio, ending Friday, October the 5th, running down all of them determined by the folks at Talkers.com, the premier publication. Check it out daily. Find out the news and where is everybody. Sort of is one of those, hey, where'd that guy go? It's a complete rundown of what's going on in the talk world. We'll go through with you from number 10 to number 1, at least as we start this hour, and then we'll turn it around and start from number 1 and get to number 10 with sound and thought. 800-510-8255 reaches us on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. The Chinese hacking of the White House computers shows up as number 10 this week on the countdown. At number 9, the airing of that live suicide on Fox. The Eurozone financial situation is number 8. Conflict between Syria and Turkey, number 7. Fate of the Fast and Furious guns. What happened to those guns? That's number 6. Afghanistan, number 5. Number 4 is the controversy over these voter ID laws. That just doesn't go away with good reason. The Obama race speech. There was something back in 2007. That's number 3, if you can believe it. The consulate attack in Libya and the investigation following it, number 2 in the presidential debate, is number 1. As I said, we'll start with number 1 and spend some time there. Your calls at 800-510-8255 if you'd like to conflict with some of the things that are said by whoever it is that we have here on the radio. You're certainly welcome to do that. Here are our hosts Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan talking to Newt Gingrich about the presidential debate.
We're now joined on the phone by the guy who was the Speaker of the House for half of the 1990s. He debated Mitt Romney repeatedly over the last year, saying things like this.
Look, I'm not going to spend the evening trying to chase Governor Romney's misinformation. Everything, he just said at least 4 things that are false. I don't want to waste the time on them. This is the worst kind of trivial politics.
That was then. We'll see what he thinks now. Good morning, Speaker Gingrich, and thanks for joining us.
No, well, I'm delighted to be with you, and I would say that the Mitt Romney who showed up was very well prepared and knew what he wanted to do, set out to do it, and I think achieved it.
Well, you had a widely circulated quote last week from Face the Nation where you said at the end of the debate Wednesday night, Romney has to be the clear alternative. He doesn't have to hit a home run, but he has to be considered a potential president by the majority of the American people. Did he do that?
No, I don't think anybody doubts that. I think that he clearly was prepared. He clearly was in command of what he was trying to say, and that he basically won the debate. I mean, you'd have to be a pretty hard Obama partisan not to think that Romney did very, very well last night. But to start with the minimums, because when you're the challenger, I mean, the first thing that happens is here you are on the same stage with the President of the United States.
Right.
And so the first thing is, if you're just good enough to be there, if the president doesn't wipe you out, you automatically gain credibility and you gain authenticity because, hey, you know, you're capable of being on the same stage. Second, I think that Romney clearly drew the contrast. I was surprised how well Romney focused on jobs and how badly Obama did. Now, I'm expecting Obama to get better, but because it's almost like he came in nonchalant and not having prepared and was surprised to discover that Romney showed up.
Yeah, I'm thinking of something that I heard earlier in the week. You may have heard it as well. The fact that the president didn't like preparing, thought it was boring. Did you hear that story? That leaked from someplace, or maybe it was a figment of somebody's imagination. Didn't really prepare. It doesn't make any difference. The reality is Romney did show up. Romney was there. The president showed up, kind of, but wasn't really there. What's the real, who's the real person in this? Is it what we now feel about Mitt Romney that's accurate, or Barack Obama? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Here's another radio host named Brian Moline with CBS's Dan Raviv. They talk about the debate as well. Who won?
Mitt Romney came out very strong in this debate. The question is, did he win it convincingly enough to make a difference in the campaign? This was not President Obama's best night. He seemed frustrated at times, like he was trying to remember not to look contemptuous or disdainful of his opponent. He seemed professorial in some of his answers and a bit rusty. He hasn't done this in 4 years. So this was a first debate, a time for him to maybe shake off some of that rust. I think it's likely that he'll come out a little crisper the next time. His staff had talked a lot leading up to the debate about how they were trying to get him to cut down on some of his answers. It looks like that was not a completely successful effort on this night. At the same time, he didn't have any major gaffes. Neither candidate did in this debate. It was a very substantive discussion.
It was indeed, and that leads me to this. Did they get too bogged down in the tiny details when big themes matter in debates?
You know, voters always say they want substance, but when you get to that level of detail, it's a little hard to keep sight of the big picture. What is each candidate's big vision for where they take the country? And that was harder to hear in this debate. We heard a lot about Social Security and changes to the Medicare program, changes to Obamacare, a term the president said he embraced during this debate. But a little harder to take to step back and say what is each man's vision for where he would take the country over the next 4 years.
One of Romney's zingers was, quote, "You pick the losers." He was referring to some of the Obama administration's choices on green energy. We have, of course, the famous case of Solyndra, a company that went bankrupt, solar energy company. What did you think of that and other verbal arrows from one candidate to the other?
That was an effective moment in the debate, and Mitt Romney had several of them. President Obama got in a few zingers of his own. He had one where he said, under Romney's tax plan, and Donald Trump is a small business, and he said, now I know Donald Trump doesn't like to think of himself as small anything, but that wasn't right on point in the same way that the Solyndra attack was, to go to sort of the core of what each man stands for. Mitt Romney seemed more relaxed in this debate. He seemed a little looser. So it's not just a matter of zingers, but of overall demeanor throughout the debate.
All right. 800-510-8255. I think we have everybody's blood in the proper place. So we'll continue on. The number two item this week, the investigation into what happened in Libya, will be our next focus as the countdown continues.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I watch first graders all day, plus an aging parent at night. Raise a family, plus lower my cholesterol. Practice self-defense, plus fight allergies. Rite Aid understands. That's why every prescription you fill with your Wellness Plus card earns 25 points, getting you closer to 20% off the whole store for a year. And we got there with just 4 prescriptions a month.
Bring your prescriptions to Rite Aid today. No other pharmacy gives your wellness more plus. Certain limitations apply. See your local Rite Aid store for details.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
It is easy to keep in track of the hot hits and talk radio by listening to the countdown. We move from number one to number two, the situation regarding Libya and the investigation. Here's host Frank Beckman with Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan about how we figure out what we know and what we don't know.
The more I read this information, I'm in disbelief that we didn't do anything.
Well, it's certainly troubling, and it was, I think, reported yesterday by the news that there was a decision to leave out bits of information as they went forward with this to the American public. And if that turns out to be true, that is even more troubling indeed. So they didn't do what they did needed to do up front. They'd be in the administration to try to deal with protection of our embassy personnel, all of them, including an American ambassador. They weren't heeding the warnings, apparently playing a little fast and loose. And then, worse yet, when it happened, the first terrorist attack that took the lives of Americans after 9/11 in 2001, their whole story was, well, it was just a spontaneous event and it wasn't anything we did, it was this video. That's really concerning. I'll tell you why, Frank, because if you don't realize that we have these problems around the world and you say they've all gone away, someone else is going to lose their life. And we owe it to those people that we asked to stand in really dangerous places. The Americans want to get their back, and we should get their back. And I'm concerned that we're going into this for the fourth week with no real effort to show that we won't put up with it. And we're still trying to put up with the machinations of the administration on what happened or didn't happen or whose fault it was. It was just really very concerning from a national security perspective.
Well, what's striking is you had Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, first saying, this was, based on the movie, this attack over there. Then they trot out our UN ambassador, Susan Rice, and have her repeat this same claim on national television shows. Then the president tells the United Nations that the attack was based on the movie. He intimates that. What are they leaving out here? What's the information that they're afraid to tell us?
Well, right now we're trying to go through. There's two parts of this. One is we need to do a thorough review to make sure what they missed or what the intelligence, and this is what I think we're going to find, the intelligence community was telling them, and then what they did with what they were telling them. That I think, is where the disconnect will come, because you can't give speeches in swing states saying I was able to push back Al-Qaeda and have the first Al-Qaeda-sponsored attack that took the life of a U.S. ambassador. And I think it didn't fit the narrative. If you look at how difficult all this is, it just didn't fit that narrative. I think they picked out pieces of intelligence, and of course, as reported last night, they did that and then came up to brief Congress. So misleading Congress is a serious charge. We better make sure that's right. But after that first report, it just raises a whole slew of questions.
Questions and answers. More of them as the Talk Radio Countdown overview for the week continues.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so the next item of interest here on the Talk Radio Review, as we count up to number 10, is the airing on Sean Hannity's program of this supposedly new Obama video. Networks, have they ignored it? That's what Sean Hannity said on the eve of the first presidential debate. He drops what he calls as a bombshell into the 2012 race for the White House. He presented Barack Obama, as he said, like you've never heard or seen him before. A video has been uncovered from a campaign event. And so as a result of that, a lot of people had lots of conversation about it. And then John Stewart on The Daily Show blasted Hannity for playing this video.
Full day, Drudge Con 1, blue siren alert, Obama race video. Hannity had the exclusive.
Tonight you will hear from Barack Obama like you have never heard from him before. A video has been uncovered from a campaign event in 2007 of then-candidate Obama. It contains some of the most divisive class warfare and racially charged rhetoric ever used by Barack Obama.
And even though, as it turned out, the video in question had been widely covered when the event occurred back in 2007, that doesn't matter, because I'll let Hannity's guest Tucker Carlson explain.
People say this has already been reported. Well, actually, it hasn't been reported. And I know, because I reported on it the first time.
So let's see some of the highlights of this explosive video. In it, Barack Obama discusses how the events of Hurricane Katrina and that region's entrenched poverty has a racial component and advocates for a concerted effort to rebuild the area, including these grenades.
We don't need to build more highways out in the suburbs if we have people in the cities right now who want to work but have no way to get into those jobs. We should be investing in minority-owned businesses in our neighborhoods so people don't have to travel for miles away.
It is a volatile point of view first expressed by this notorious black liberation theologist speaking from New Orleans in 2005.
There's also some deep, persistent poverty in this region as well. That poverty has roots in a history of racial discrimination when the streets are rebuilt. There should be many new businesses, including minority-owned businesses, along those streets.
So despite the fact that what Barack Obama was saying in that speech kind of echoed the sentiments of other more acceptable mainstream politicians of that era. And despite the fact that what Barack Obama was saying in that speech was echoed in his own speech that he gave in 2007 that actually aired live on CNN, Obama's real crime here was not the content and the message, but the rhythm. Oh, the rhythm. The rhythm is going to get you.
Do you notice a change in the way he delivers the speech? Before, predominantly African-American.
Well, the accent,
audience.
They're speaking different language, different cadences, different accents, different gestures. I mean, the falseness here is overwhelming.
We've got the accent, we've got anger, we got rape. They don't care as much about you.
We've got jive talk. We've got no justice, no peace. We've got by any means necessary. We've got say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. All this and more on KTEL's. Now that's what I call race baiting. By the way, if you actually do believe that a candidate speaking black before black voters disqualifies them for being president, I have unearthed a video that just might turn this entire presidential race upside down.
What's happening? We got some bling bling here too. Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Did you know Mitt Romney was one of the original Baja men? Not the band. He just keeps his money in Baja.
All right. That was pretty funny, actually. Some of this stuff is just plain silly, right? Back and forth, up and down. I think that usually John Stewart has a wonderful way of turning things around, get a chuckle here and a chuckle there. If Sean only had that kind of a, and actually Sean, I say this from personal experience and conversations with him, he's got a great sense of humor, but he doesn't show it. Everything is right to the, I don't know. It just, everybody takes themselves too seriously is to be learned. Even the candidates might learn a little bit from listening to John Stewart overviewing what is number three this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Is the call-in line as we debate or discuss the things that have been hot this week in the world of news talk radio. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. During the week, we have time to go through each day several items, and then on the weekend, we go through all of the 10 that have been talked about. As the research from talkers.com shows us, there's lots of interest in the presidential debate, but also a lot of interest in various things that apply to the race, like that speech and voter ID laws. Very big this week. Number 4, in fact, on the countdown. Here's host Jack Ricciardi talking to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott about the ruling from that judge in Pennsylvania on that state's voter ID law.
Let's talk about this Pennsylvania decision on the voter ID law, because obviously we're all taking great interest in the way this plays out in other states, given the limbo that Texas is in. If I understand it correctly, and please correct me if I get this wrong, the judge said you can ask for ID, but if people are not able to comply with Pennsylvania's law as it is now written, you'll still have to let them vote.
Right. You have it largely right for Pennsylvania. Here's really the important thing for your listeners and for people across the country, and that is that, for one, the Pennsylvania voter ID is being challenged in state courts in Pennsylvania. The Texas voter ID law is being challenged in a federal court in Washington, D.C. There are other voter ID laws in other parts of the country, South Carolina to mention one, and several others that are being raised. I need to explain something to you and your listeners so everyone can understand what's going on here. Some people claim that all these new voter ID laws, whether it be Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, or a multitude of other states, that there's some kind of new effort to suppress voter turnout, which is completely not true for two important reasons. The first important point is that all these states have tried to enforce these voter ID laws after the United States Supreme Court 4 years ago said that voter ID laws are a perfectly constitutional way to try to ensure integrity of the ballot box. But the second thing is that in the states that have implemented voter ID, you see in those states that participation at the polls by minorities has increased, not decreased, after voter ID laws have gone into place.
That's a pretty interesting stat you probably haven't heard this week or maybe anywhere. 800-510-8255, going through the top 10 items from the world of news talk, political, if you will, issue-oriented radio. Number five on the countdown, the situation in Afghanistan, as the announcement was made, that 2,000 American troops have died in that country, and people shaking their heads wondering how is this, in the circumstances we find ourselves in, even appropriate. How are we there? Why are we there? Why have all these people died? Here is a conversation with talk host Chad Hartman leading it. He's talking to a journalist named Michael Yawn, who's there in Afghanistan, about the spike in violence there.
What is your sense? What is taking place here in Afghanistan the last 3 months, again, with more attacks on individuals who seemingly we have trained should be on loyal to American and Western sides, and they're taking the lives of our troops?
Well, it's clear that this is an enemy tactic. I mean, the enemy has stated such, I would say, it must be 2 to 3 years ago that this was going to be a strategy that they would follow. You know, now, more recently, we've seen nonsense from our side saying that it's about cultural differences and misunderstandings. But if that were true, it would have been happening many years ago, which insider attacks have been happening for years, but they've been increasing at a very rapid rate. Now, it's also important to keep in mind that most of the insider attacks happen against other Afghans, and so that doesn't stand up to the idea that it's about cultural differences or misunderstandings, because it's mostly Afghans killing Afghans. But of course, now this year so far, we've had more than 50 killed in what you call green on blue or insider attacks, which are, there's a slight difference. Green on blue is Afghan forces fighting ISAF or friendly forces, and the insider attacks also includes, for instance, Afghan contractors and civilians who may be working on base.
So when you've been around troops and they've commented on it, what do they say? What does this do to their mindset, where they have this feeling they're never really certain when they are safe?
Yeah, it's very clear that, you know, it puts you on edge, and also, you know, diminishes our ability to operate. And, you know, keeping in mind as well that one of our strategies that we're using is to use small special forces teams to go out into many of the villages, and they're particularly exposed. I mean, you could easily wipe out a small special forces team quite readily. You know, it's much harder to take on an entire base. I mean, you can kill a few people, but you can't really take on, you know, wipe out an entire team. So it really, it does more than just affect the mindset. It affects your ability to actually operate, you know, in putting out small units with Afghan forces.
800-510-8255. All right, this foolish Fast and Furious thing shows up at number six this week. The fate of the guns, where'd they go? Here's host Simon Conway talking to analyst Bob Owens about the report from Univision regarding the status of some of these guns from that operation.
We have another dead Border Patrol agent, and he's actually worked out of the Brian Terry station in Arizona, a second one wounded. I just want to make that point, because we're really here to talk about what Univision uncovered, and frankly have done a stunning job.
Yeah, the Univision report, you know, is really stunning work. If people have been following some of the bloggers and some of the other reporters in the alternative media really digging on this, it has not provided a whole lot of actual new information other than the fact they were able to put names and faces on the victims.
Mm-hmm.
They were also able to identify 57 additional guns from Fast and Furious that were dumped at crime scenes. And if you'll let me, I just wanted to note that the reason these guns are found at crime scenes is that they are dumped after committing murders. We must never lose sight of that fact.
Yes,
every gun that is recovered represents a dead body or more than one.
Okay, so Univision did something that the major networks have not been doing. They put it all together. They actually spoke about something new that I'd never heard of, which is that there's a second Fast and Furious operation sending guns into other countries. So the total of these guns is now 3,500, according to Univision. And nobody seems to care. It's amazing to me.
What's scary is that Univision is just playing catch-up. The second operation you're referring to is Operation Castaway, which was run out of the Tampa ATF office.
Mm-hmm.
There are also at least two suspected gunwalking operations being run out of the may have been completed by now. Two operations run out of Texas, including the guns that killed ICE agent Jaime Zapata and injured his partner, Victor Avila. There is another one, purely domestic in focus, run out of Indiana called Gangwalker that is supplying weapons for the massive amounts of violence we're seeing there. There may be as many, according to CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson, as many as 10 operations total.
Wow. Pretty amazing, huh? 800-510-8255. I guess what are they thinking is maybe one of the questions you can come up with here. Moving along to number 7, conflict in the Middle East. And that will be in our ears next. Actually, we can take a shot at this now. Here is CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian talking about the conflict between Syria and Turkey that bubbled up to the top this week.
I'm speculating here, but I think this is part of an Iranian strategy to spread the conflict to other nations. The Iranians have been saying in recent months that all the neighbors are ganging up on Syria, so if you don't watch it, we're going to spread it to over your borders. And it looks like that's what's happening, because you can see spillover on every one of the borders with Jordan, with Lebanon, with Turkey, with the Golan Heights. Yesterday there was an explosion in a Hezbollah arms depot near the Syrian border. I think Hezbollah is getting more involved in Syrian affairs, and the opposition is finally starting to target Hezbollah itself. But the most serious development, of course, is what happened on the border, this border crossing of Tal Abyad. The Russian foreign minister said the shelling was a mistake. I can't imagine how it was a mistake, to be honest with you, because it was deep within Turkish territory and it hit a civilian target. Add to that the fact that the Syrians have been using mortars on the Golan Heights periodically. I don't think anyone has been hurt so far, but the Israelis apparently have pulled back some of their troops. So it seems to be a calculated strategy by the Syrians and the Iranians to spread the conflict over the borders of Syria.
All right. So you get the picture on that, and so there are several pictures yet left to paint, and one of them is what's going on in Europe, so we'll touch on that as we get to number 8. Moving toward number 10, here on the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Water is one of the Earth's most precious resources. 70% of the Earth's surface is covered by water, but less than 1% is available for human use. Twilight actress Nikki Reed is here to share 3 easy steps that anyone can do to save water.
I try to make environmentally conscious decisions at home, especially when it comes to the shower. Join me in taking the Axe Shower Pulling Pledge and commit to conserving water by installing a water-efficient showerhead, reducing your shower time to 5 minutes, and recruiting a friend in on the action. Every drop counts, so let's come together and make a difference by taking the Shower Pooling Pledge today. It's not just environmentally friendly. It's all kinds of friendly.
Shower pooling is about guys and girls coming together to make a difference. To take the Axe Shower Pooling Pledge, enter for a chance to win sexy swag, and learn more easy ways to save water, go to facebook.com/axe. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 plus. Ends November 10th, 2012. For rules, visit Facebook.com/X. Sponsor, Konopko Incorporated, DBA Unilever.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
800-510-8255. Continuing, let's get through number 8 and number 9. We're going to take some of your calls on the presidential debate and a little more focus on that because that is the big item of the week. First, however, at number 8, the financial situation in Europe. Here's host Rob Stevens with a focus on the problems in Spain and Greece.
Let's look at Spain for a second because Spain went through a very similar housing crisis as I did. Boy, was that a slip. Not as I did, thankfully, as we did as a nation. Spanish unemployment rises with peak not yet in sight. Spanish unemployment rose 1.7% in September from August. Now, that kind of a jump, if that happened in America, man, that would turn the economy around. That would turn the economy around. That would turn the election around. Do you know what the Spanish unemployment rate is? It's 25%. Spain, which sounds like a robust nation that would contribute as producers and customers of the goods that we manufacture, is out of commission. Greece. You say Greece, and you think of ancient Greece and the nobility and the beginning of a certain kind of philosophy and thinking about reality. You think about a rich history. They are out of commission. Those nations being out of commission make goods that come from those nations more expensive because there are fewer of them, and keep the citizens of those nations, there's about 50 million in Spain, from being consumers of items that we might manufacture or items that we supply parts to. And so when they talk about the domestic economy, if they do not get into the interrelationship between our economy and that of the rest of the world, then they are, to some degree, simpletons, and they take us to be simpletons.
All right, so that's number 8. At number 9, the airing of that live video on Fox, here's host Terry Gilbert talking about the car chase in Phoenix that wasn't such a big story, but how Fox covered it was.
So where was CNN on this story, and where was MSNBC if it caught the eye of Fox? So this is my first question. My second question is, why did it catch the eye of Fox? There must have been something pretty dramatic on it. And I kind of think that perhaps Fox is getting a little weary of the waltz of politics these days and needed some diversion. And also, when you are producing news and when you're trying to make money in news, you want something that is going to grab headlines. And if something floats across your desk or across the screen, the monitors, that looks pretty interesting, you're going to want to, oh, I don't know, grab that for a little pop of action, right? Now, in the TV news game, everybody does this. And sometimes people grab a piece of news and the competition doesn't. And that's the way it goes. But Fox grabbed it, originating out of Phoenix, involving not only an alleged criminal, and not only now that we know a car chase, but the story which has now become this. The news doing news on itself. And sometimes it's good to do news on itself because it gives a reflective look on what you are getting ultimately from your news professionals. TV News was following this story, suspected carjacker. Authorities trailed the man for some time. The first thought that came to my mind was what happened in Phoenix a number of years ago when we had a car chase that was revving up to be a high speed, but still in Phoenix. And the news helicopters went up in the air, if you recall, near Indian School.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sort of X marks the spot, if you will, conversationally. The number 10 item on the countdown is the hacking by the Chinese of the White House and the computers there. I don't know, that's the story, and there's conversation about how we don't like the Chinese and yada, yada, yada. So there's nothing new there. Let's go back to what is the number one item and what most of you are interested in, coverage and conversation about the presidential debate earlier in the week. Here are our hosts, Jake Hartford and John Cass, talking to one of their callers who doesn't understand how they can still think the president has a chance.
Jerry in Springfield.
Hey, John, I'd like to explore something with you. I was in the same boat with you. I said Obama's going to win this election before the debate, and Obama had his head handed to him. I wonder why you still think he can win this election. There's two more debates, and Romney just, I thought he cleaned the floor with the guy. If I had to guess, if I didn't know any different, I would say Romney was the president and Obama was the challenger last night.
Well, I think Romney showed he was presidential and he cleaned the floor with him, but the math is the math. And what they've been doing in Ohio, spending, I don't know how many trillions of dollars, you know, how many millions of dollars, accusing Romney of giving the lady cancer and on, I think it comes down to mathematics and a few thousand votes in a few counties in just a handful of states, right? What do you think?
Yeah, that's it. It doesn't take a lot.
You know, it's not like...
So you're telling me that Romney cannot overcome Obama zombies?
No.
Just going to show up at the polls and vote for Obama just like they did 4 years ago.
I don't think anybody who votes in the presidential campaign is a zombie, but I do think that it is a difficult thing for Romney to win, and he has to get everybody out. And Obama has a great group there that is focused on getting on door-to-door politics, getting voters to the polls.
Well, let me ask one more question, and I'll let you go. Do you really think Obama's going to pull like he did 4 years ago? Do you think he's going to have the numbers he had from 4 years ago? Because if he doesn't,
yeah, but
I
you
think
know,
Romney's got a real shot.
Yeah, but Jerry, what John was just trying to tell you is he doesn't have to pull a lot of money, a lot of voters out of Illinois. He doesn't have to pull huge numbers out of California. He has enough of a lead in those two states, for example, that he's going to take those states. He needs to carry a couple key states at this point, and that's why they call them the battleground states, and they're the swing states. And
you know who's going to decide this election? I think
Florida.
You know, working women. Not women with a lot of money driving a big Lexus and going to, you know, Marco Island for vacation, but working women, women who work in, you know, maybe a part-time job somewhere and work as hard as they can and take care of their kids and do the laundry at night and all that. Those are the women who are going to decide this election, and how they see this election, is these two men, is going to determine it, I think.
All right, so let's, speaking of women, listen to the ladies on The View discuss the presidential debate from their program.
It was not pretty. It was not pretty. And the president looked really not happy. I put it in my head that he was pissed because he had to do this debate on his wedding anniversary. Because when he walked out, I'm sorry, this is just what I saw. And maybe it's just because I'm odd. But this is what the president looked like to me. He came out and said, baby, Michelle, I just want to say happy anniversary. I mean, it's like, oh my God, he looks a little annoyed.
I wish that were the case. Know? I think he was more annoyed that he cannot. It is impossible to defend his economic record.
No,
and
no,
that
I'm
is
just
the hard thing. I wish that were the main cause of his distress.
I'm talking about when he stepped out. He looked pissed to me.
I'm just a person watching all this. But for months, I heard the Romney-Ryan plan was going to cut taxes on the very wealthy. Now he says he's not going to cut taxes. Which is it? When he was running before, he was saying that we don't need any more teachers. Now he's saying we need more teachers. Who is the real Mitt Romney?
You're talking point from your liberal side.
No, it's not. It's the truth. I was watching it last
15 million times. But I think that the main point here
is watching the show.
You have to understand that there are points. Everything that came across in the debate last night left us with this ending, that the person who looked most presidential, most informed on the economy, and the strongest coming out of last night was Mitt Romney, and not our very own president. It's a fact. It's an important one because the economy is first on Americans' mind, and this is what this debate centered on.
Well, I think, you know, he didn't give any specific answers. I still think it's like a football game. If you go in and you're a Patriots fan, whether the Patriots lost or whatever, you're still a Patriots fan. I don't think if you were for Obama, I don't think there was anything that Mitt Romney did that changed your mind.
All right, Tony, make it quick. What are your thoughts?
Real quick, my black friends are still telling me the president won. They're in denial. First of all, when you're getting ready to try to lie, Obama cannot bring up the 47% because he know it would give Mitt Romney a chance to explain what he said because they took that out of context.
All right, sir. That's it. The countdown review for this.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.